From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. President Barack Obama speaking from Hanoi says the Vietnamese and the American people are embarking on a 100-year journey together. Whether the relationship involving the former enemy solidifies, Mr. Obama said his visit has put the pair on firmer footing for decades to come. Speaking earlier, he talked of the war the two countries fought 50 years ago.
So I come here mindful of the past, mindful of our difficult history, but focused on the future.
In the audience for President Obama's address today were more than 2,000 people, including some Vietnamese government officials. The speech also touched on the very sensitive topic of human rights, with Mr. Obama noting the rights to freedom of speech and the press, as well as the right to freedom of assembly, are enshrined in Vietnam's constitution. Greek authorities began the evacuation of the informal refugee camp in Idomeni at dawn this morning. At least 400 police officers were sent into the camp, which houses an estimated 8,400 people. Greek authorities promised no force will be used in evacuating refugees. What makes this evacuation different from smaller ones attempted in recent months is that Greek authorities have confirmed the location of 9 camps around Thessaloniki, so that migrants know where they're going and that new camps are ready and waiting for them. Senior members of the Afghan Taliban have reportedly met to choose a successor for their former leader, Mullah Akhtar Mansour, hours after President Obama on Monday confirmed his death in a U.S. drone strike in southwest Pakistan on Saturday. Mr. Obama said Monday the Taliban leader had rejected efforts by the Afghan government to seriously engage in peace talks and end the violence. He said the Taliban continues to plot and unleash attacks on American and coalition forces. This is VOA News. A series of bomb blasts killed nearly 150 people in two normally quiet Syrian coastal cities on Monday. The blasts, claimed by the Islamic State, took place in the government strongholds of Jabla and Tartus. Tartus resident Mahmoud Hassan says the series of blasts in his city targeted a garage and a supermarket. Bombs also struck a hospital, bus stations, and an electrical power station. The IS said the targets were members of President Bashar al-Assad's Alawite minority. Emerson College analyst Yasser Munef says the bombings represent a change in tactics by the IS group.
ISIS is trying to bring attention to the coast with a majority Alawite population and try to trigger some kind of sectarian conflict between Sunni and the Alawite and the Shia, because it's under a lot of pressure in other areas in Syria and Iraq.
The blasts come as Iraqi forces have begun an assault on the IS-held western city of Fallujah. Ethiopia's former health minister and current foreign minister is throwing his hat into the ring as Africa's first and only candidate for the post of director general in the World Health Organization. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from WHO headquarters in Geneva.
The World Health Organization has never had a director general from Africa. Tedros Adhanom promises to wage a vigorous campaign to achieve that goal.
We have never given a chance to Africa or a developing country to see the global health from that perspective and to see the global health from those who can understand the root cause of the problem that they have.
Tedros rejects the assertion that he should be appointed to head the WHO because it is time for an African to assume this post. But he notes by virtue of his being an African, he can present a fresh perspective to global health issues. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The far-right candidate in Austria's presidential election has conceded defeat. Euroskeptic Freedom Party's Norbert Hofer narrowly lost to former Greens Party and independent Alexander Van der Bellen, who won by taking the most absentee ballots.
Viele Menschen in diesem Land fühlen sich offensichtlich nicht ausreichend gesehen.
Mr. Van der Bellen said many people feel they're not being seen or heard enough, and he called for a culture of communication and a politics that focuses on real issues, worries, and fears. In South Africa, prosecutors there say they will appeal a high court ruling that President Jacob Zuma should face hundreds of corruption charges, which were dropped by the National Prosecuting Authority back in 2009, allowing Mr. Zuma to campaign for office. Last month, the High Court ordered a review of the decision to drop the charges. Mr. Zuma, who continues to deny wrongdoing, has faced mounting calls to resign. I'm Marty Johnson in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.